Now, what will be your reaction if I told you that today's Cut the Clutter episode actually takes off from a municipal election, a mere municipal election? It's not even Mumbai's municipal election. It is Hyderabad. So this is about Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation, GHMC election. So you would say, what will be the reaction? You can ask me one of the following questions. Either you can say, Shekhar Gupta, are you short of ideas that you have to talk about a municipal election in Cut the Clutter? And what is there to declutter about a municipal election, and why should we bother, at least those of us who live outside Hyderabad? The second question you might just ask me is, are you out of your mind, or are you getting so politically obsessed that you find interest in every tiny political activity? Now, this is what political analysis, fortunately or unfortunately, is all about. And that's what it makes it so interesting for people like me, because it is through these small things that you find pointers to big things. Now, Hyderabad Municipal Corporation is by far not the biggest in India. Yet, look at the kind of heavy artillery BJP is deploying in that election. Amit Shah himself is going there. The Home Minister, JP Nadda, who is BJP's National Party President, Yogi Adityanath is coming there to campaign. Devendra Fadnavis, former Chief Minister of Maharashtra, he's coming into campaign. Tejasvi Surya is already there, lighting up the fires that he always does. He's calling Owaisi, he's comparing Owaisi with Jinnah and saying that he's Islamizing the city, etc., etc. Smriti Irani has held a press conference and visited Hyderabad already. Prakash Javadekar, again Union Minister, has carried out a door-to-door campaign, and more people are going in. This is for just a municipal election in a city in Hyderabad, which is not the largest city in India. Apologies to Hyderabad loyalists. It's a very large city and a very dynamic city, but not the largest. So what is the BJP doing? So am I out of my mind? Is Shekhar Gupta out of his mind, or is the BJP out of its mind? Neither am I out of my mind, nor is the BJP. Because BJP, in fact, what's happening in Hyderabad municipal election gives us a very good insight into the BJP's mind. Because how do superpowers think? Why did America fight a war in Vietnam? It lost in the end. That's besides the point. But superpowers fight their battles small and far away from their shores, where they have very little to lose. So BJP approaches politics with that kind of mindset. And we have said this in the past also, that BJP is a party now led by leaders who are constant politicians, who only do politics and very little else. Jaise in Hindi we say, bhookhe ko do aur do, char rotiyan. Aise hi BJP ko, leaders ko har jagah, do aur do, 2+2=4 votes. So everything is directed towards electoral political power. Now this is indicated in a speech that Amit Shah as party president delivered in 2017 at the party national executive in April 2017 in Bhubaneswar. He said, and I'm quoting his exact quote, and I get it with the help of DK Singh, our political editor. He says, Amit Shah says in that speech, BJP is yet to be at its peak. This is 2017. BJP is yet to be at its peak. The BJP will attain its peak when it has chief ministers in all the states and members everywhere, from panchayat to parliament. Let's resolve to make BJP Pan India Party from panchayat to parliament. So this is the P2P approach that the BJP has, that Amit Shah started, which means you first start with panchayats, you build up strength there, you reach parliament. So I may say, I may in fact add one more P, P2P2P. The print has nothing to do with it, that P. The P2P2P means panchayat to parliament to power. So that is why it is following that approach that BJP is now putting all this effort and resources and manpower and its leadership power and energy in just a municipal corporation election in Hyderabad, which is far away, which is also in a state, Telangana, where BJP is not very strong. But again, the P2P approach applies especially to states where BJP is not powerful or BJP did not exist until recently, because that is how they are building up the party. Now, if you look at the political map of India, take a look. Now, there are states where BJP already is dominant, which is almost the entire, in fact, the entire Hindi heartland, barring now you can say Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. But again, if it comes to parliament elections, BJP is dominant there as well, and Western India. Besides that, look at the states where BJP is not so powerful or nearly non-existent. Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra, you could have added Telangana and Odisha. But see, that has begun to change. Now, one basic equation in national politics that we are familiar with is that wherever BJP comes up against the Congress, wherever BJP's closest rival is the Congress or the incumbent is the Congress, BJP has a very good chance of winning. In fact, in parliament elections, the last time, 2019, wherever it was BJP versus the Congress, BJP had a 92% record of winning with large margins. So Congress for the BJP is the easiest target. It is the easiest party to target. So if you see all the states in India where Congress has some power, except Punjab, that is the one exception. BJP today is in a position to target the Congress everywhere, except in Punjab. But there are states where Congress is not number one, but Congress is number two. It used to be number one. It still has pretensions to become number one, but it is number two. It is in those states that BJP is now reaching out, because they know their easiest competition to defeat is the Congress. And they think if they can defeat the Congress directly, indirectly, and get Congress's voters to shift to it, then their job is done. That is precisely what happened in the tiny state of Tripura the other day. Whatever was the Congress in Tripura has now become the BJP in Tripura by way of votes. So the same approach they are now trying in states where they are not powerful, where Congress essentially has been either number one or number two historically. So they did that in Odisha. They are now doing this in Telangana. So I will illustrate this for you with some data. If you look at Telangana, in 2018 assembly elections, that was just 2 years back, in less than 2 years back, in 2018 assembly elections, BJP got only one seat in Telangana with 7% of the vote. But in Lok Sabha, it got four seats with 19.45, that is almost 20% of the vote. Compare the Congress with this. In 2018 assembly elections, Congress was in partnership with TDP then. In 2018 assembly elections, Congress got 19 seats. BJP had got only one at 28.43% vote. So 2018 assembly elections, Congress got 28.43% vote. BJP got just 7% vote with one seat. Congress got 19 seats. What happened in 2019? In 2019, Lok Sabha elections, Congress got three seats with 29.79% vote, but three seats. The BJP, on the other hand, got four seats with more than 19% of the vote. So that is how the big turnaround you can see in the BJP's fortunes. It starts in the assembly, doesn't do very well, build strength. By the time Lok Sabha comes, it's done better than the Congress. Not just that, in fact, they even win the very prestigious seat of Nizamabad, where the candidate from the other side is KCR's own daughter, Kavita Kalvakuntla. So that marked the rise of the BJP in Telangana, effectively as the number two party, pushing aside the Congress party. Now look at the data from Odisha, for example. Now Odisha Zilla Parishad elections, peer elections are based on party affiliations. Look at the data for 2012. In 2012, in those elections, the BJP was nowhere. Out of the 853 seats, BJP won just 36 seats in 2012. The BJD, which is Naveen Patnaik's party, Biju Janata Dal, won 651 out of 853. Whereas the Congress party was the distant second with 128. So 651, 128 and 36. And what happened 5 years later? Now this is Zila Parishad, local bodies, right down to the grassroots level. What happened then in 2017? Within 5 years, the equation had completely reversed. BJP now came to 297 from 36. So it's a gain of 261 seats. The leading party, BJD, was still the leading party. It got 473 seats. So it was minus 178 over 2012. But most importantly, look at the Congress. The last time Congress was 126, now it was left to just 60. So it was minus 66, which means BJP now become a much more comfortable, much more credible number two, even at the local bodies level, whereas Congress now became an insignificant number three. And this then carried on. We told you the philosophy is panchayat to parliament. This then carries on further. If you now then look at assembly and parliament elections, BJD in last assembly elections got 117 seats out of 146. It was like a sweep with 43.35% vote. But who was number two? The number two always used to be the Congress, and before that they were number one. Number two now was the BJP. It won only 23 seats, but 32.49% of the vote. And Congress was a distant third with 9 seats. So now once again in the state, BJP has moved into Congress's place. They started at Panchayat, at Zila Parishad level. They've now moved in at the state level. And next election, obviously, logically, it looks like they will do even better than this. So this idea of going P to P to P seems to be quite logical, and it is working so far. And that is the reason now that, say, in Telangana, in Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation, BJP has sent its one of its most powerful general secretaries, national general secretaries, Bhupendra Yadav, to oversee that election. I told you the star cast that's going to be campaigning there: Amit Shah, JP Nadda, Yogi Adityanath, Devendra Fadnavis, Tejaswi Surya is already there, Smriti Irani, Javadekar, and they are going door to door. And there are some peculiar aspects in Hyderabad that get the BJP interested. Now, Hyderabad has among the largest Muslim populations for a city in India. It's about 44% Muslim, 52% Hindu, almost evenly split. But that Muslim vote is, a lot of that Muslim vote is controlled by Asaduddin Owaisi and his MIM. His MIM and KCR's party are in partnership. So what this campaign in Hyderabad does is, it gives the BJP a window into the larger Telangana politics by saying that KCR is sold out to a Muslim party or to a Muslim power, and he will now give away power over the entire Hyderabad city to MIM, to Owaisi. So this is, a for the BJP, a sterling opportunity to use its favorite tactics, which is polarization. That is what was done in Assam also, because there was a Muslim party there. Now they think they can use it. So Hyderabad may be the entry point, but what they are aiming at is power in the entire sizable state of Telangana. In any case, edging out the Congress party, which has already begun to happen. So if you see the election results the last time in this municipal corporation, you will see that of the 146 or so seats, TRS had got 99 seats in Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation. AIMIM, All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin, which is Owaisi's party and a partner of TRS, has got 44. So they got 143 seats. Only 7 seats had gone to all the others, including the Congress party. But now, with BJP going in this way and working purely and entirely on polarization, things are looking different. So we have a quote from Ramchandra Rao, who is a BJP member of Legislative Council, who spoke with Rishika Sadam, our correspondent in Hyderabad. He says that our aim is very simple. We want to emerge as the alternative to TRS in place of the Congress. So they want to remove the Congress. And BJP is also very upbeat right now. He says they've doubled the number of their cadres. They're investing a lot of money, but they're also upbeat because they recently won a very important by-election there in a place called Dubaka. And that's a constituency which on the one hand is bordered by the constituency of Finance Minister Harish Rao, who's a nephew of the Chief Minister KCR, and also KCR's own original constituency. So this is the pattern. Again, one more example of P2P. And you see that the key to opening the doors to power in Telangana is still polarization. So Tejaswi Surya is in Hyderabad saying that he and his party are going to rename Hyderabad as Bhagyanagar. You know that that has an immediate buzz and it's a polarizing buzz. But once again, to make the point, if you are in the business of politics, then you have to take it seriously and you have to take it as a 24/7 game. You have to live, breathe, eat, drink politics. There's only one party in India right now that does it nationally, that is the BJP. And I may say there are a couple of parties who do it regionally. So maybe Mamata Banerjee's party in West Bengal, maybe DMK in Tamil Nadu. Not many other parties live completely a life of politics and political activity the way the BJP does. How seriously the BJP takes these things, you can also see the amount of heavy artillery BJP is rolling out now and deploying, say, in Kashmir District Development Council elections. All kinds of ministers, they've even got the two Gujar leaders within the BJP, that is Krishanpal Gujar and Ramesh Bidhuri. They've been sent to Jammu and Kashmir for these elections because there is a lot of Gujar vote there. So this is a party which is thinking of power right from the very grassroots level, and those results are showing. So to understand India's politics, you have to understand BJP's approach to politics and power. To understand BJP's approach to politics and power, you have to understand what's happening in a mere municipal corporation election, that is the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation election, because it isn't just a municipal corporation election. This gives you an insight into how the BJP plays its politics.